Hey there, everybody, and welcome back to Peregrine. I am Allegra Stein. Sorry for the little delay between the first episode of the season and this one. I had a pretty bad head cold last week, which you may still hear a little bit in my voice. But today, I'm very excited to talk to you about the kickstart variable. This is an idea that I have been thinking about for the past few weeks. It hit me while I was on one of my walks. And I think this is going to be very relevant and helpful for those of you who may feel stuck, who have been thinking about an idea or a project or something you want to do, but not taking really relevant action on it. It's just still something kind of that you're processing, but not doing anything about. And the reason may be because you have not yet figured out and clarified and made a decision about the kickstart variable. The kickstart variable is that thing. It's that key element or decision that once you make it or once you get clarity around it, it kickstarts and catalyzes this cascade of action that move you towards bringing the project to life. Okay? It's unique. Sometimes it's unexpected. But it's this factor or decision that's really going to move you from thinking about something to actually doing it, to executing on it. So let me give you a couple of examples just to illustrate this. The first is this podcast. I had been thinking about restarting the podcast for months. There were ideas I would have that I thought would make great episodes. I just kept thinking, oh, I should restart the podcast, but I never did it. It just stayed this idea. And one of the things I knew I needed to figure out or wanted to figure out was a new title, a new name for it. The old names weren't a fit. I wanted to find something that captured the spirit of this show. Again, if you listen to the previous episode, you'll hear that story. And even when I found the name Peregrine, even when I was doing some research and found the name Peregrine, it still wasn't immediate. I needed a few more weeks to think about it. I talked about it with a couple of people. But I will tell you that when I finally decided, when I finally said, okay, the podcast is going to be named Peregrine, everything else started to happen. I got my podcast software up and running again. I started working on the cover art, which ultimately my friend Catherine ended up helping me with a lot. All the things came in. I recorded the first episode. I did the editing and I hit publish. And when I look back, it's because the kickstart variable was choosing the name. Here's another example, speaking of my friend and dear colleague, Catherine. Earlier this year, she hosted an event called Creative Colleagues. And it was a local event where she pulled people together for some creative masterminding. And after the event, she was so energized and excited. And she said, I want to do this again. I want to do it a second time. And so, you know, common advice I offer people is to pick a date and time. Like, cool, pick a date and time and put your stake in the ground. But that wasn't quite it, you know? She was trying to figure out how many people she should invite, what the theme might be, the location, the cost. These are all different variables that were part of her project, but it all just stayed internal, just a lot of processing and thinking. Until one day we were talking about it again, she was telling me about these things. And I said, you know what? You have been talking a lot about trying to figure out a place. You've mentioned every time we've talked, it's always been like, I wonder where it should be. What if you started there? What if you picked the place first? And she was game. She said, okay. And things started to roll. She crowdsourced ideas for local venues. And the next day she drove to this art studio. And the minute she walked in and met the owner and saw the space, she knew. She knew that's where she wanted it to be, and she put the deposit down, she picked a date, and ever since then, she's been taking really relevant action to bring it to life. She's created the Eventbrite invitation, she's emailed people, she's extending invites. It's come to life because the kickstart variable for her was choosing the place. Now, in these two examples, right, picking the name of a podcast, choosing the place for an event, these are examples of what I call concrete kickstart variables. Concrete kickstart variables are things like a price. You know, maybe you haven't been inviting people to work with you because you're not quite clear yet on the price. or picking a location if you're going to do something in person. Naming something. Sometimes having a great name like will just move us into starting to talk about it and tell others. Maybe you do need to pick a date and a time or a theme, or you need to work on the outline for a class or make a decision about something that is very concrete. And what I encourage you to do, if that is the case, is really lean into a spirit of trial and error, trying to identify which aspect, which one of those things may be your kickstart variable. It might start with writing out a big list of all the things, like here are all the things I have to decide on, which one of these might be the kickstart variable, and take some action on that one little thing, make a decision, and notice if it brings you the clarity you need to start getting into action around all the other parts. And there is another category of kickstart variables. I call these the hidden variables. And these are the things that are relevant to who you are as a person, what you need to do your best work, how you are wired. Hidden variables include things like your top strengths. You know, what are your natural talents? What are your top values that are really important to align to? What skills energize or burn you out? What's your personality? What are you interested in? It's very, very important to know these things about yourself, because it is possible that one of the reasons you're stuck or you're not taking action is because the project or the idea or the path ahead of you that you think you should be doing is misaligned with one of those pillars. Maybe it's actually not taking advantage of your strengths. Perhaps there is a values conflict that you haven't quite identified, or it's going to push you to rely on skills that you find draining or which burn you out, or you just kind of genuinely don't have much interest in it, but you're doing it because you think you have to. So it's really important, if we were to sit down and look at all the variables for your project and you were to say to me, you know what, all of these concrete variables are figured out. I know the price, I know the place, I know the people, I know the thing, I know the name, I know what I want to do, I know what it looks like, I know the structure, I know what the container is going to look like and how I want it to be, but I'm still not doing anything. That's when I'm going to say, let's look at the hidden variables. Is it a fit for your strengths? Is it aligned to your values? Is it using your energizing skills? Is it a reflection of your personality? Because if even one of those dials isn't totally tuned in, you'll still find yourself in a place of inaction, even if you're like, but I really want to do it. So here are three tips for identifying what your kickstart variable might be for whatever project or idea it is that you've been thinking about. First, reflect on past projects that you have taken action on. Look at moments where you successfully transitioned from having an idea about something to actually getting into action about it, and what was the kickstart variable for that project? Are there any trends? Is there something that you just know is really important to you before you can take action on it? For me, oftentimes it's finding a name for something. Like, until I've got the name that feels right for me, I tend to just kind of think about it. And when I find a name, it's almost like all these other puzzle pieces fall into place. Tip number two, experiment. Experiment with different starting points. Play with what it could be just to see if something sparks some momentum. I am a big fan of staying curious. I'm a big fan of experimentation. And so don't worry if, you know, the first one you pick isn't the thing. You may decide on, let's say, the price of an offer and still be thinking about it 2 or 3 weeks later. Okay, so the price wasn't the kickstart variable, but it is something you had to figure out. So even if you go through the list and you don't quite land on the one that really gets that momentum flowing, at least you're going to be making important decisions about the work you're doing. And the third tip that I have is stay in conversation with people about it. That's what happened with Catherine. That's what happened with me. It's because I was talking with people about my podcast. I was running names by them and seeing how they felt coming out of my mouth. For Catherine, her and I were having conversations about it frequently. And when you have that external input, I find that it leads to new insights, and it sometimes will uncover variables that we're overlooking, like things we don't even realize are important, but which someone else might point out to us and say, you know, you keep talking about this. Why don't you figure that out first? So I hope this idea of identifying a kickstart variable is helpful to you. I hope maybe you're looking at your own projects, those things again that you've been marinating on but haven't been doing anything about, and ask yourself, what is the thing? What is the thing that if I just decide that, everything else is going to start to click into place? And I would love to hear your thoughts. I would love to know what you think about this idea. I would love to know what your kickstart variable might be or what it has been in the past. So please send me a note. You can reach out at allegrastein.com/contact or come on over to LinkedIn. That's where I'm hanging out these days on the socials. You can request to connect with me there. You can send me a message. It would be amazing to say hello. And again, I think it's an important exercise to identify what the concrete tangible variables might be for your project and also what some of your hidden variables might be so that you can move on from a place of stuckness to knowing what it is that you need to make some decisions around so that that action will start to surface naturally on the other side of it. Thank you again so much for being here, for tuning in to this little radio show. As always, I hope you have found it helpful. Please subscribe, please share, consider writing a review if you haven't already, and I'm excited to connect with you in the next episode. Talk soon.